Hello everybody and welcome to episode 90 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 30th of December 2008. First of all, I'll give you a further update on what we're speaking about in episode 88 of my podcast. Just to jog your memory, it was me speaking about where I work, going down to a 3-night week basically for a whole month. Well, at the moment it looks like it's going to be even worse than that, because they've got quite a number of staff, and the only sort of fair way they can do it is try and guarantee everybody at least one night a week. Because it's just that quiet at the moment. So it basically means for the next god knows how long, I have to get you to survive on one night's wages a week. And how the hell I'm going to survive on that, I really don't know. With 3 nights' wages, I could just about survive. But one, that night's wages isn't even going to cover, let's say, my food for a week and then getting into work. Which is going to cause big problems. I've got my food bills to worry about, funny enough. And then I've got, like, car MO. Not MOT, road tax, and not road tax, basically insurance, that's what I was looking for. And then of course I got my phone bill to go out, so that's like them to go out, which again is like a fair bit of money, so big problems I foresee in the future. I know I got a fair bit of money saved up, but a while ago I deliberately made sure I put that money in accounts that I couldn't get to, because then it means later on in the year when there's other things I want to do, I want me to do it because I've used my money up, so it just means recession, in my opinion, is going to get even worse. It means I've got less money to spend, a lot less money to spend, actually. So it means that I'm going to make big cuts somewhere else. It means that person will have less money, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. So, oh well. Here's me thinking that 2009 was going to be a good year, but I think it's going to be a bloody crap year, to be honest, if it keeps going the way it's going, but oh well. Anyway, I'll try now to talk about some better stuff than that. I'll speak about what I got up to for Christmas with my boyfriend Mike. Basically, we went down to London again like we did the year before, which was 2007. I'm getting confused about years now, basically. But yeah, we went down to London again. It was okay. We went down on the Wednesday, so it would have been 24th. And then we came back on the Sunday, which was blah blah blah, on the 28th we came back. So we're down there for quite a long time. Sometimes they get a little bit bored because there wasn't an awful lot to do. But anyway, I'll speak about what we did on Christmas Day. So basically from Mike, I got some wetsuit lad stuff, I can't even speak. So from that I got 4 wetsuit lads t-shirts with a wetsuit lads logo on it that he got made up for my birthday. So we got 4 t-shirts made in total. We got 2 black ones and 2 white ones, which are really good. He got some sort of note paper again for Wetsuit Lads logo in the background, with sort of fridge magnets in the back of it so you can stick it in the fridge and write notes on it. He also got me some pens again for Wetsuit Lads logo on it, which are really good. And he also, this is the best bit, I think he got me a Spider-Man suit. It was 2 years ago he got me one, but it's sort of worn out basically, and this one he bought me a black one, which is well sexy. They say black, if you look at it, it looks more blue than black, but it's really good. It's far better made, I think, than the last one was, because the other one's like where your feet were was awfully thin, so if you had like sharp toenails, you could quite easily put your toenails through it, and the same go for the hands. If you want to see a video of myself wearing it, if you go to my joint YouTube channel with Mike, even, so go to youtube.com/GordonandMike, that's youtube.com/GordonandMike, you'll see a video of myself wearing it. And again, if you go to that channel, you can also see a video of Mike wearing it for the first time as well, which is the first time I'd actually got to see it, but as I say, it's really good wearing it. So that's basically, oh yeah, one other thing about Christmas Eve. And basically, when I got down there, I didn't even stop my car door properly, so sort of come Boxing Day, we tried to start, and would it start? No. So I was basically doing the battery flat, and I thought I'd have a good idea to sort of push start it, but I evidently didn't. But luckily, my stepdad had jump leads and got it going again for me, which was very nice of him. And luckily, it got us the whole way back home, no problems at all. And I've used it again to get to work, and it hasn't died yet. So I'm thinking of just changing the battery flat, but at some point, I think I'm going to take it up to the garage. Yes, more money that I can't afford to get them to on a check on the battery to check it's actually charging properly and holding its charge. But I don't want to get in it one day, like to get to work, we can get back from work and find it doesn't start. But that would be a bit of a bummer. But at the moment, the weather has been damn cold. Last night it went down to -4, which I know some countries -4 is not that cold, but I don't know when we last had a sort of cold winter like this. It was up in Scotland overnight in some bits and going down to -10, which is very cold. Anyway, I think that's basically it for this podcast. So I'd like to wish you all a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. Merry New Year, Happy New Year even, because, or Hogmanay as we call it in Scotland, because this will be the last podcast of the year. So hopefully, when I speak to you in the next podcast, my life is getting a bit better and hopefully work might have sorted itself out. But if not, I might start selling my body. So you never know, my next podcast might be trying to sell myself, but you never know. So that's basically it for this podcast, and I'll speak to you all in the new year. Bye for now.